This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Chulin, Tape Number 1. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klalim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Harav Binyamin ben Harav Moshe Helfgott, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Our Magid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We are beginning Be'ezrus Hashem Masechta Chulin from the beginning, Perak HaKol Sheichtin. As background, this Masechta deals with the Shechita of non-Kachim animals and the Halachas of when they can be eaten. The Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh says, V'zavachta Ka'asher Tzivi Sicha. From the word Ka'asher, we learn that the Halachas of Shechita are not fully written in the Torah, but rather they were given via Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. The shechita of an animal must have the sheichet cutting both the kane, the windpipe of the animal, and the veshet, the food pipe of the animal. These are referred to as the two simanim. There are five things which are capable of invalidating a maisa shechita. Number one, shehiya, which is a pause during the shechita, i.e. the shechita was not done with one continuous movement, but rather there was a pause between or within the movement that would cause a psul. Number two, drasa, not a cutting motion back and forth, but rather the sheichet pressed or chopped, with a pressing or chopping motion, that is also a psul. Number three, chaloda, the knife was hidden between the two simanim. Number four, hagrama, the simanim were cut above or below the required place. And finally, number five, ikur, the simen was ripped out of place before the act of shechita was done. And the Mishnah says, all people are eligible to shecht an animal, and if they do the shechita is kosher, except for three people, a cheresh, a shaita, and a katan. A cheresh is a person who can't speak or hear, a shaita is a person who is mentally deranged, and a katan is someone who is under the age of bar mitzvah. These people cannot do shechita, since maybe they did the shechita improperly, and we have to make sure that shechita is done properly. But if one of these three people did shecht, and they were supervised properly, then the shechita is kosher. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Hilcha Shechita Halacha Tes writes that a sheichet who lost his power of speech but not his hearing is not considered a cheresh and is therefore allowed to perform shechita. And the Gemara says the lashon of hakol sheichten tells us that anyone can do shechita, even lechatchila. Lechatchila, it's best if a person doesn't make nedarim at all, so that he doesn't put himself in a situation where he won't be able to fulfill the neder and he'll be over on an avera. Usually when a Mishnah uses the lashon of hakol, like here, it means that those who are kosher even lechatchila, not just b'diavad. The Gemara says that even though a person who is tameh cannot do shechita on kachim, but a person who is tameh is allowed to do shechita on chulin. Although normal avoda in the Beis HaMikdash can only be done by a kayin, shechita can be done by anyone, including a woman, an eved, and a tameh, as long as the tameh doesn't touch the meat. But lechatchila, it's best that a tameh doesn't do shechita. Normally, if a rishon letuma touches something, the item which is touched goes down one madrega, and that item becomes a sheni letuma. If, however, a metal keli touches a mace, then the metal keli stays at the same level of the mace. So the mace is an avi avais hatuma, so the piece of metal would also become an avi avais hatuma. This we learn from the pasuk in Bamidbar that says bachalal cherev. We darshan cherev harehu kicholol. Just like the cholol is an avi avais hatuma, so too the cherev, the metal sword, becomes an avi avais hatuma. Daf Gimel. A person can shecht with anything sharp made out of any type of material, metal, wood, or reed. A kusi is allowed to shecht, but lechatchila we should have a regular yisrael watching him. Abaye says, it has to be a Yisrael who is Eimed al-Gabav. It has to be a person standing over him at all times. But Yoytze v'Nichnas is not enough. It's not enough to have somebody just going in periodically. Rava says, even a Yoytze v'Nichnas is okay as well. The Mishnah comes to include a mumar l'tei avain to do shechita, as long as someone kasher checks the knife. Since once he has a kasher a knife, he has no reason to passel the shechita. Once he has a kasher a knife, even if he's hungry, so he'll shecht it properly. There's no reason for him to shecht it improperly because he's hungry. But if we didn't check the knife, we must be careful. Since if he's really hungry, he might shecht with a bad knife because he wants to eat the animal. But the evet, if he shechted, we can test the knife afterwards. If the knife is yafe, we can eat from a shechita. But a mumar lahachis, on the other hand, we can't heat a shechita at all, since he might do a shechita psula just lahachis. In order for a knife to be kosher for shechita, it must be perfectly smooth without any pegimus, without any nicks. Since if there's even one small nick on the knife will rip the simanim, not cut them smoothly. If a person has knowledge in hilcha shechita, he's allowed to check a knife without anyone watching him. Ravina said if we see someone doing shechita, and it appeared that he was doing it kahalacha, and he did it a few times without hesitating, even if we have no definite knowledge that he knows hilcha shechita, we can trust him and eat from his shechita. Rabbi, by the way, says that twice is enough to establish this chazaka, because two times is equal to a chazaka. But according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, we have to see him do it three times without hesitating, since you need three times, at least three times, to establish this kind of a chazaka that the sheikh knows what he's doing. Since the rule is, Raiv mitsuyim etzel shechita mumchimhein, that most people who do shechita are mumchin in hilcha shechita. Therefore, you can rely on this raiv. The Rif, however, which is brought in Daf Gimel, qualifies this halacha by writing that one can only rely on the halacha of Roy Mitzuyim Eitzel Shechita Mumchenhein if the Sheikhet is no longer present. The assumption of Roy Mitzuyim Eitzel Shechita Mumchenhein may be relied only on in cases where examining the Sheikhet is not feasible. The Sheikhet left, so we can't check to see whether he knew Hilcha Shechita. The Ran explains that since there are a substantial number of Sheikhtim who don't know Hilcha Shechita, even though there's not a lot of them, they're the minority, but still, whenever possible, one needs to check. When it's possible to check, one should check. This same yusayid applies to other halachas as well, meaning that even if you have raif, if it's easy to be mevarer of the situation, you shouldn't be makel and only rely on the raif. Only if you can't be mevarer of the situation can you rely on raif. By Hilchas Tzitzis, which is brought in Simen Ches, Siftes, the Shulchan Aruch writes that before one puts on his talis, he should check the chutin to be sure they're kosher, and therefore so it won't be a bracha levatala. The Magen Avram explains that even though the tzitzis have a chazaka that they're kosher, the chatchila one shouldn't rely on this chazaka since it's efshel avar. It's very easy for him to look at the tzitzis to make sure that they're kosher. Same thing is true as we said here by shechita. If he's around, then you don't rely on the chazaka of rov mitzuyin etzel shechita mumchreim. You can only rely on that if he's not around. Masha'inkin, if a person comes late to shul and he has no time to check the tzitzis, then we can rely on the cheskes kashrus. Similar to if the sheichet isn't around anymore, we can rely on the chazaka of rov mitzuyin etzel shechita mumchreim. The shechita of a kusi is only mutter if Yisrael is oimed al gabav, but if the Yisrael didn't see him, then we must be leery. The kusim didn't hold of the Yisrael of lifnei iver. So we test the kusi by giving him a piece of his shechted animal to see if he himself is willing to eat it. If he is, then we can eat it too. If he's not willing to eat it, then we can't eat it. According to Rava, by a kusi, a person who is yaitzev and nichnas is just as good as someone who is oimed al gabav. Because of mirsas, fear of the fact that at any given moment, the mashgiach might walk in. So this is the same as Oimed al-Gabav. If something is not beferish in the Torah, it's a machlaikis whether you can trust a kusi or not. But Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, the mitzvahs that kusim did accept, they are sometimes machmeran even more than a regular Yisrael. If a person is an arel, he had no mila, we can be seimech on his shechita as well. Finally, a person can be enticed if we give him food and drink, since people's yetzer hara are weakened via food and drink. Daftalot. The Sanhedrin used to sit in a semicircle so that they could see each other and have open discussion. If a person is a mumer laivedes kechavim, it's like he's a kaifer bechal hatera. They were makabel karbanis from those who are pashea in order that they should do tshuva, but they weren't mekabel karbanas from these three people, a mechal shabbos befarhesia, someone who was menaseich yayin, or a mumer. Even though originally the shechita of a kusi was acceptable, as long as he was supervised, Rabbi Gamliel and his bezdin assered the shechita of a kusi. Finally, we know that by behemoths of tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees to it that a stumbling block isn't put before them, so they'll eat something usser. Surely Hashem watches over the tzaddikim themselves. Dafav. Rabbi Gamliel also assured the wine of the Kusim as well, since some of them were Avid Avidazara. If we have several houses which open into a chatzer, or several chatzeras which open into a mavoi, so it's usher to carry from a bias into the chatzer until there is an erev chatzeras put down. And a kusi has a din like a guy, and he can't be mevatel his rishus, but he can only rent his rishus. A Yehudi, on the other hand, can give up his rishus completely. If a person buys grains from an amaretz, this produce is called demai, since there's a suffix if meiser was taken from it, and we must take off meiser again. But this chumra is only by pure demai. If, however, the demai got mixed with other grains, taruvas, we don't need to be machmir b'diavad. The Gemara says the wife of a chaver is allowed to assist with the grinding together with the wife of an amaretz only if she's tameh, since she won't touch and eat it. But if she's tahar, she can't. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says it's always usser to assist. Finally, based on the fact that Rav Meir ate vegetables in Beit Shan without taking off meiser, Rebbe was matir vegetables that require meiser midrabanan, for example, greens and fruit in Beit Shan, without taking meiser, since Beit Shan was a suffix if it was in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz La'aretz. But those grains which have a chi of meiser midaraisa in Eretz Yisrael, for example, dagon, grain, or grapes, those have to be meisered in Beit Shan as well. Daf Zayin. If a Talmud Chacham says a chidush bahalacha, we listen carefully to him and don't separate him from his chidush or call him a bal gaiva. There were many cities which Yehoshua conquered, but by the second aliyah to Eretz Yisrael in the Zman of Ezra, they didn't reconquer those areas, since they held kedusha rishayna kitcha l'shaita v'loy kitcha l'asid lave. The kedusha didn't last into later generations. It was only for the original, earlier generation. And in fact, Beit Shan fits in this category. That may be why it was pater mimeiser. The Gemara says, although achilas arai has no chi of meiser, but once the grains get tied up, they are hukva l'meiser. The famous Maisa which demonstrates that animals of tzaddikim aren't nichshol in averis is seen by Pinchas ben Yair, in that his donkey knew not to eat barley at a certain inn because meiser had not been taken from it, even though technically demai used for a behema has no chiv of meiser. The Gemara says that Rebbe owned some white mules, but Rav Pinchas ben Yair didn't want him to keep them because when they kicked someone, the damage was permanent. Rebbe wanted to sell them, but he couldn't because of Lifnei Iver. Rebbe said he would cut off their hooves, but Rav Pinchas objected because of Tsar Balei Chaim. And when Rebbe said he would kill them, Rav Pinchas objected because of Bal Tashchis. Once a dead body rolled to the dead body of Elisha, and the person became revived. Finally, from the pasuk of Ein Od Milvadei in Devarim Dalad, we learn that the powers of Hashem are stronger than any other power. In fact, Rabbi Chanina said, a person doesn't even stub his toe down here, unless Hashem is geyser this up there in Shemayim. But the pain that one has is mechaper for averus. Davches. If a person heated up a knife red hot, and he immediately did shechita, the shechita is kosher, and we're not choshish that the burning knife created an avela before the shechita took place. The Gemara says a knife which was used for avodah zarah is osur bahana, so it can't be used to cut meat, but it can be used for shechita, since shechita is kilkel. I.e. before the shechita, the animal was worth more than it was after the shechita, after the kilkel of the animal. If a knife was used to shecht a trefa, it's a machlekes if you can kasher it with cold water or you need hot water. Finally, a butcher must have two separate kalim of water, one to soak meat and one to soak chalavim, fats, so the fat particles, which are usser, don't get mixed up with the regular kashera meat. Daftas. A Talmud Chacham must learn three things. Number one, ksav, so he can sign his name if he's on a bezdin. Number two, hilcha shechita. And number three, mila, and how to do it. And Rav Chananya added three more things, the halachas of kesher shel tefillin, tzitzes, and birchas chasanim. Rabbi Notam here says that the kesher shel tefillin doesn't have to be remade each day, but once it's tied tightly once, one can be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin every day also. Any butcher who doesn't know the halachas of shechita, it is usur to eat his meat. And hilcha shechita includes the five things which can pasal shechita. Number one, shehiya, stopping during the movement of the knife. Number two, drasa, pushing. Number three, chalada, which is the hidden knife. Number four, hagrama, where the knife is too high or too low. And number five, ikur. Rashi says ikur is that he pulled out the siman versus cutting the siman, i.e. a knife with a pagam. The Bahag holds that Ikur means that the Simanim were moved to a place from their natural place, were moved away from their natural place. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says a Sheichet must be Baidik the Simanim after Shechita to determine if he cut through the Rav of both the Kana, the windpipe, and the Veshet, the food pipe. The Gemara says if a Sheichet doesn't do Badika, what's the halacha with this animal? Rabbi Eliezer says it's a Trefa, so therefore it's Usser. It's as if something happens to an organ of the animal, and therefore it's not mitame. Others hold that this animal is called an avela, an animal which died without a proper shechita. It's usher to eat, and it has the halachas of tuma with it, therefore it's more chamer. And this machlekes is based on Rav Huna. As long as a behema is alive, it's usher to eat. Rashi says this is because of Eiver Minachai, behema bechayeha becheskes iser oimedas, until we know for sure that shechita was done. The ones who hold trefa say that it isn't mitama, since the chazaka just says it was alive. But a live animal is only aser ba'achila, but is not metame. Taisus in Be'a argues on Rashi, and says the chazaka here can't be because of an iser of Eivir min Achai, since once the animal is dead, there is no such thing as Eivir min Achai. So you can't create a cheskas iser from an iser that doesn't exist, the iser of Eivir min Achai. Taisus learns the iser here is an iser of Eina Zavuach. It wasn't shechted. The Rashba, though, defends Rashi, and says we have a klal of machzikin me iser le'iser. You can carry the Isser of Eivir min Achai into a different Isser, i.e. into the Isser of Nevela. So technically, the Cheskas Isser can continue. The Gemara says that after the Shechita, before the Bedika, a wolf came along and ate the intestines of an animal. What's the halacha? Since, by the way, a hole in the intestines will create a treifa. The Gemara answers, it's mutter since stam behema becheskas heter emedes, until we can prove that it had a hole which made it a treifa, i.e. we assume the wolf made the hole. If an animal eats food, and we see a hole, we're not allowed to eat the food, since we're chayshish the animal ate from it, and infected it, so we must be machmer because of sakana. Here, we're more machmer than the case before, because we're more machmer by sofik sakana than by sofik isser. Chamira sakanta me yusura. Now, why do we say chamira sakanta me yusura? The Sefer Charedim says that this principle is derived from the fact that the Torah says, v'nishmartem ma'id l'nafshei sechem. You must guard yourselves exceedingly. The added word ma'id teaches us that one must be more cautious with things that involve health than things that involve iser. The Arhayasha writes that the reason we have to be extra careful with regard to health is that questions concerning danger to a person's health in effect pertain to the entire Torah, because without life, one obviously can't keep any of the mitzvahs at all. Thus, certain kulas which are stated with regard to isurim do not apply to matters of sakana, since the entire Torah depends on guarding one's health. The rule is, safik tuma birshus hayachet. If there's a safik tuma birshus hayachet, we say tame, and we're machber. But a safik tuma birshus harabim, we say tahar, and we're mekel. This is learned from Saita. Normally, if there's a safik if a woman was mezana, since she has a cheskes heter, she remains mutter to her husband. But by a Saita, after kinui and stira, even if there's a safik, the Torah says she's osur to her husband, because even though it's a safik, we're machber. And since Saita is something that happens in Rishus Hayachid, it's something which is private, so too we learn from Saita that by all Tuma Birshus Hayachid, we're Machmer. But by a Safik Mayim Megulim, if left even Birshus Hayabim, Harabim, we're afraid that a snake may have left poison in it, so it's Usser because we're more Machmer by Sakana, as we mentioned before, than we are by Yisr. Dafyud. There are three liquids that are Usser if they are left uncovered. This is because we're afraid that a snake drank from them and left poison in them. These three liquids are mayim, yayin, and cholof, since they are attractive to a snake. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeya, Simon Kufta Zayin, brings this halacha, but says that today, since snakes are not prevalent in our houses, we don't have to be machmer with this halacha. If a tshaychit checked his knife in the morning and it was okay, then he did shechita, and later in the day he found a pagam, Rav Huna says even if he broke bones all day with the knife, which is something, of course, if you take a knife and you break bones with it, it's likely to cause pegimus on the knife. We say that the knife is pasal, and the morning shechita is considered pasal as well, since we're chayshish that he nicked the knife when he cut through the skin before he cut the simanim. Even though all afternoon he was chopping up bones, still we would attribute it, we're machmer, we attribute it to the fact that it may have happened when he cut, just before he cut the simanim. Therefore, the shechita did in the morning is pasal. Rav Chisda says the shechita did in the morning is kosher, since we can assume that the pagam that we now find in the afternoon probably came from the bones, because it's likely that bones would create a pagima on a knife. According to Reb Chisda, the svara is that we're makel because bone breaking is avadai, meaning it's avadai that when you break bones with a knife, of course, it's going to create a pagima. But whether the skin caused the pagam, that's a suffix, because we don't know whether skin would normally, if you take a knife against skin, whether that would cause a pagima. So we say a suffix and a vadai. We have both a suffix and a vadai here. The suffix is the skin part, and the vadai is the bone part. Suffix uvadai, ein suffix might see me de vadai. Therefore, you can be mekel. If someone goes to the mikveh, checks himself, and he finds no chatzitza, and after he goes to the mikveh, he finds a chatzitza, the tvila is no good, unless he can clearly say, bari li shalohaya alai kaidem lachen, that I'm certain that this chatzitza did not exist on me before. He has a chaskasisser, and we now have a reyesa, so we need to be certain about everything before we can assume that the tefillah was metahir him. Although by behema, a shchita is only valid if the sheichet cuts both simanim, the kana, the windpipe, and the veshet, the food pipe, by an oif, shchita only requires the cutting of one siman, the kana or the veshet. The chachamim made a rule, kol safek b'shchita pasul. By the machlekes of Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, by Safek Pegima, as we mentioned before, if he didn't break bones later in the day, we're machmer like Rav Huna, i.e. the Pegima must have happened before. If he did break bones, however, we're mekel like Rav Chisda, i.e. the Pegima must have happened after the Shechita on the bones. Rav Kahana said that when a Sheichet shechts many animals, he's required to check his knife before the Shechita of each animal. Why don't we say that he has to go to a Chacham to check it? Our answer is we hold Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin. So if he checked the knife and it was kasher, we believe his edus. Rashi explains that the klal of Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin is learned from the kayin who shechts a karban for the other kohanim. Rashi in Gittin, Daf Bey, says the raya of Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin is due to maisim b'chol yoyim. We see every day. Otherwise, how could one eat food in somebody else's house? You have to believe that person, i.e. Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin. Taisvus learns it from Nida and Zava, that a woman is believed when she counts her zayinikiyim. She's the only one that's saying she's tahar or tami, and we believe her. Therefore, we believe her because of Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin. Daf Yud Aleph. The rule is that we always go after Rife. If it's a Ruba de Isakaman, it's something concrete, it's right in front of us. I.e., there are 9 stores that sell kosher meat, and 1 store sells treif meat. So if we find a piece of meat in the street, we say, called the parish, may Ruba parish. And we can be Mekel. We say that it must have come from one of the 9 kosher stores, because 9 out of 10 is Rife. Way more than Rife. Therefore, we say it must have come from the kosher store. And we can be Mekel, since the Pasuk says, Acharei Rabim Lahatais, in Shmais Chav Gimel. Therefore, we go after Rife. But if it's a Ruba de Lesa Kaman, Ruba de Lesa Kaman is also a Rife, but it's not something concrete. It's not like we have 10 stores in front of us, but it's something that's logical. For example, the klal of Rive Mitsuyim Eitzel Shchita Mumchenein is not something that you could pick up and hold, but rather it's a logical type of a klal. It's a logical rule that's based on common sense. That kind of Rive, if that Rive is based on logic or theory or odds, then we can also go after Rife, but this is learned from a different makar. This isn't learned from Acharei Rabim Lahatais, but rather it's learned from a different makar. Rashi, in fact, on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph says it's halacha l'meisha misinai. Finally, the Gemara says if a spinal cord breaks, the animal becomes a treifa. Daf Yud Beis. The rule is that people who do shchita know what they're doing, as we mentioned before. Rive mitzuyim eitzel shchita mumchenein. If someone says to a shliach, go shech this animal, and later we find the animal was shechted, we can assume it was shechted properly, because number one, chazaka shliach oisa shlichusai, we know that a shliach normally does what he's told to do, and number two, if it's not that, we can rely on the fact of reiv mitzuyin etzal shchita mumchenein. But the same story, the same thing happens by truma, where you ask a shliach to take off truma, you cannot rely on the chazaka, since toirem shalei midas ein truma se truma. The Gemara says if a shechted animal was found in a garbage, it's usher to eat it, since it was probably a treifa, and that's why someone threw it out. And if someone threw a knife toward a wall, and it shechted an animal on the fly, according to Reb Nosson, it's kosher, even without kavana, but the Chachamim say it's no good, since the person didn't have kavana to shecht the animal. Daf Yud Gimel. Peiros can only become tameh if they are first touched by liquids. They have to be mukhshar lekabel tumah. But if dew falls on the peiros, since the owner doesn't want this liquid, then it's not royal lekabel tumah, because it can only create a situation of tumah if the balabas wanted the liquid to touch the peiros. If a katan does a maisa, it normally doesn't mean much, but if he has a specific machshava and maisa, which he speaks out, we say the maisa is valid. The Mishnah. If shchita is done by a guy, even if it was done properly, the animal is not kosher, and it has a din of nevela, so it can be metame. Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, Divrei HaMaskel Kosover, says that this halacha is learned from the pasuk in Devarim, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Chaf Aleph, V'zavachta V'yachalta. You should slaughter and you shall eat. The pasuk indicates, says Tosfos, that only a bar zvicha, one who is mitzuva to eat only from shechta animals, may perform shechita. But a guy who is not commanded to eat animals which have shechita cannot do shechita either. The Gemara. It's only a nevela, but it's not aser bahana. It's mutter bahana. And the Gemara also says that goyim in chutz laretz, we assume that they are not really oivet avodah zarah, since we just say minig abaseichem biyadeichem. But any takreves avodah zarah is also called zivchei mesim. The next Mishnah. If shechita is done at night or by a blind person, the shechita is kosher as long as the proper procedure was followed. The Gemara. L'chatchila, it's best not to do shechita at night unless you have a torch next to you to see what's going on. Kuntres Aladaf brings the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Pei Zayin Amar Aleph, which cites a machloikis as to whether a suma, a blind person, is mechuyev to fulfill the laws of the Torah. Rabbi Yehuda maintains that suma is potter min ha-mitzvahs. A blind person is potter from mitzvahs. The Chuvis HaRitva in Simin Samach Zayin says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a blind person is not only potter from fulfilling the mitzvahs haseh, positive commandments, but he's even putter from keeping the mitzvahs laisaseh. Tosfos in Baba Kama there says that Rabbi Yehuda's ptur is only midaraisa, but midarabanan, even blind people are mechuyev to fulfill the mitzvahs. Rabbi Akiva Eger reasons that if blind people are putter from mitzvahs, as Rabbi Yehuda maintains, then they should be disqualified from performing shechita, for the same reason that goyim are disqualified from performing shechita. Tosfos explains that the reason a goy shechita is pasul is that he's not a bar zvicha, one who is mechuyev and commanded to eat only slaughtered meat. And the pasuk indicates that only one who is a bar zvicha is qualified to perform shechita. By the same token, points out Rabbi Akiva Eger, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since a blind person is not mechuyev to fulfill mitzvahs, he should be classified as one who is not the bar zvicha, and his shechita should be pasul. Rabbi Akiva Eger, to answer this question, says that apparently Rabbi Yehuda exempts blind people only from the obligation to perform mitzvahs aseh. However, they are not permitted to transgress any isurim of the Torah, contrary to the opinion of the Ritva, and they are not permitted to eat nevelas. Hence, explains Rabbi Akiva Eger, a blind person is classified as a bar zvicha, since he is obligated to eat only meat which has shechita.